We are giving our podcast listeners early notice about a giant giveaway. The giveaway starts tomorrow, April 1st, but as an All Things Sensory by Harkla podcast listener, you can sign up right away. Here is some more information.
So April is Autism Awareness Month, and we at Harkla are celebrating that because we are all about helping those with autism as well as everyone else.
Everyone in between. Yes. So we are hosting a giveaway that runs from April 1st to April 18th, and we are drawing daily winners for 13 days.
So there will be a total of 16 winners because there's also going to be 4 prizes on the last day. Now, different prizes for these giveaways include a compression swing or a weighted blanket or a supplement.
And we're giving away over $3,000 in winnings. So how do you enter the giveaway?
So all you have to do is go to harkla.co/giveaway. And that's harkla.co/giveaway.
Okay, go enter and good luck. And we're so excited.
Hey there,
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica, and this is All Things Sensory by Harkla. Together, we're on a mission to help children, families, therapists, and educators live happy, healthy lives.
We dive into all things sensory, special needs, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and so much more. In each episode, we share raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for everyone to implement into daily life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of All Things Sensory by Harkla. You're listening to Rachel and Jessica, and this is episode 146.
So today we are going to have a conversation with Erin, and without spoiling it too much, we're going to talk about something that's a little bit controversial, but also a really great topic.
More holistic, if you will. I'd say more holistic than controversial.
But people are still very controversial about it.
That's because people just get their panties in a wad about everything. If you're listening to our podcast, then you guys know we talk about all sorts of controversial stuff. And you're still listening. So
yeah,
that's great.
So go into this episode with an open mind, whether you agree with it or not. Just listen and enjoy.
If you don't believe in it,
that's okay.
You will after you listen to this episode, okay. After hearing Erin's story.
But if you still don't believe it, that's okay too.
It is fine. We'll still love you. Okay, let's meet Erin.
Hi, Erin. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're so good.
Yes. We are excited to have you. We've done like a very minimal episode on essential oils, but we're happy to have you as like our expert on the topic today.
I'm so excited to be here, and I know we've talked about this like for a couple of years, so I'm so excited to do it.
Finally did it.
I don't know that I'm like technically an expert, but I'm giving my best because I love this topic, so.
Yes. Perfect. Well, before we get started, we do have 5 secret questions to ask you.
Okay.
Okay, ready. Okay, so the first question is, what is the most recent TV show that you binge watched?
Oh my gosh, I'm the worst at TV because I actually kind of gave it up.
Oh!
I turned it off in December, probably actually in November, but my husband is binge watching Yellowstone.
I
work at night in our room because we have like no office, so I sit in our room and I work and I hear all of it. So I feel like I've watched it in some ways, but he'll be talking to somebody about an episode and then I chime in and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I have heard bits and pieces and like seen little bits of it, and I like it.
It's
because
good.
I also grew up on a ranch, so it's like very intriguing to me.
Why?
It's like the most that I've seen in the last few months.
So why did you cut out TV?
I don't have time for it. I really don't right now. Like in this season of my life, I just realized that it is something that I just waste time on. I should say I'm lying. I totally just lied to you. This is like the most embarrassing thing to admit, but I do watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh!
I do. Yep. So I like, that's like my one show a week that I will watch on a Wednesday night. And it's so intriguing to me just because I can't even believe that people live like they live.
Oh my gosh.
They act the way they do. And it being so close to where we are, yeah. I was very intrigued by that. So I've watched that. It's so embarrassing to admit to, but
I didn't even know there was a Salt Lake City, Utah Real Housewives.
Yeah.
Are they all Mormon? That's off the record.
It also makes this really interesting because that's another part that I was like really drawn to. They talk about the Mormon Church a ton. Two of them, I think, is it two? No, only one is still actively Mormon, but she also owns a vodka line and tequila line. So like,
these Mormons exactly are very business savvy.
But the other ones have been excommunicated or left.
Maybe that's I do need to watch it.
I know.
Like, I don't really like reality TV, but I'm kind of intrigued just from that.
Should we have like a girls' night on Wednesday and watch it?
I've like read all the books about that. Like, I'm so curious about that religion. So then, like, that on top of it, it is interesting because they don't care what they say about it. So it's very interesting. Oh my gosh.
So interesting.
Good to know.
Okay. All right.
Next question. Would you rather swim with dolphins or penguins?
Oh my gosh. I'm probably going to say dolphins.
Okay. But was it a hard question? Because I wanted to make sure that they were comparable. Because I feel like nothing can beat swimming with dolphins. But I was like, swimming with penguins would be kind of fun.
But it'd probably also be colder.
That's why I was possibly. I was like, I'm going to pick warm.
Okay. Okay. All right. This is your favorite question.
I feel like we've only asked this one other time, right?
Yes. Maybe twice.
Maybe twice. Okay. So you have two children, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Which of your two children do you like better?
Crew. No, I'm just
kidding. Right now it's Crew.
I just said it because she's been given eight and Nixon has it. So, no, I'm just kidding. It's so, like, you know what's funny about that question, though? And, like, you guys, well, and Jessica, you have, do you have two?
I have one.
Do you have two kids? Oh, one. Okay. So, I did have that feeling when I was pregnant with our second. I was like, how could I ever love another child as much as I love this one?
Right.
I, like, really did. I had that feeling at the end of my pregnancy, like, kind of nervous because you just feel like there's no way that you could, and then, like, have that second one and it's like your heart doubles. Like people tell you that and it sounds so cliche, but like it just does. It's so fast. And yeah, you definitely have moments of the day where you're like, you're my favorite child.
Yeah. Right now in this moment.
Because you are being so good right now. But it's just so awesome. Like it's so awesome to watch the two of them. I loved what Rachel shared on Instagram this morning about never like comparing them, because of like how it can really create that sibling rivalry, and I never thought about it that way, and it made me change how I talked to them this morning. Like I caught myself a few times being like, oh, don't say it that way because that could cause her to look at him differently or him to look at her, you know. And I thought, whoa, like it's those little things that are so big,
little right? changes. Like,
Yeah, so I love true. That question.
Though. Yeah, we laugh at that one. Okay, do you prefer the mountains or the beach?
Oh, this one's so hard. I think I have to say the mountains.
Okay.
Yeah, I love warm weather, but I am like nature, hiking, like all of that stuff. Like I'd pick that any day over like walking on the beach.
Okay, there it is. Okay. All right, last question is our favorite. What is your sensory quirk?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I probably have like a million.
We all do.
Right.
I get completely like sensory overload when I hear like someone chewing.
Ooh. We've gotten that this one a lot.
Definitely our most common one. Yes.
Like that for sure. That, and then I have one other one that comes to mind like right away. I can't have like, we have a TV in our bedroom, which I know they say don't, but then I have to watch the Housewives on something. And then we have one in our bathroom, like a little one. And sometimes like if they're both on, I cannot have that puts me over the edge. If I can hear two different things going
me too.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's too much.
Oh, Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's a very common one as well. I swear I tell Daniel, probably not even kidding, 17 times a day, can you turn down the TV? Can you just drop it a few notches? Can you just turn that down for a minute, please? Like, I can't handle it.
Oh, that's so funny. I feel like that's like such a like more female thing that I've experienced. Like my mom does that too, I think. It's like, can you turn that down? It's so loud. Yeah, I do that. I do it too. Yeah.
So funny.
All right. Well, now that everyone knows your deepest, darkest secrets, tell us who you are, what you do, why you do it, how you do it, all the things.
Okay. So I am, well, first, like we've already said, I'm a mom of two. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. Before they came along, I worked full-time as a dental hygienist. And then I also have a degree, a Bachelor of Science in Public Health. So I'm very much a Western medicine kind of background. And then I am now a wellness advocate for doTERRA. I've done for the last 4 years. And it's an interesting place to sit because I was always taught like more of that Western medicine. I never even really, to be honest, considered alternative or like holistic options until we had our daughter and I became a mom, because you guys both know like that flips everything upside down in your life in the best way, but it makes you start to think about what you're doing and what you're using and all of the things that will affect your child. So that's how I kind of got here. And oh, how do I do all the things in like a very hot mess kind of way? No, I've become like a very planned person. I wouldn't say I'm like type A. I have some OCD, I think, qualities where like I like things clean. I mean, obviously if you become a dental hygienist, you like clean and organized and I like all of that, but I'm not like with time or anything like that. I tend to be somebody that kind of will just fly by the seat of my pants. I'm not very planned out. But now, like within the last few months, I've realized that I do so much better with structure. Like if I have it laid out. That's like part of the reason why I'm like, I have to give up TV. I don't have time for that if I want to really focus on and do some of these things. And now that our little guy is a little bit older, I've had more time to figure out like what my priorities are and where I want to put that time and energy into. And sorry, turn that off. And that it's just become a lot clearer that that's how I have to do it. Like I have to have Google Calendar planned out for like 3 years with all my things each day.
Yes.
And help me big time.
Yeah, awesome. For sure. So was there, you said it changed when you became a mother. Was there a specific event that happened that changed you?
We had a huge event. So I had a really normal and healthy pregnancy for the most part. Like at the end I had to be on modified bed rest, but it was like something very normal, right? Like you hear that all the time. And then we had our daughter, and literally on the first day of her life, I knew there was something wrong with her. And I could, like, nothing felt good about childbirth, and nothing was off. Like, nothing crazy happened. Just now that I've been through it twice, I can look back and say, like, that was such a different experience than the really good experience I had when I had our son. And I actually said to my husband when we were getting ready to leave the hospital, I said, she passed all her tests, everything looked great. And I said to him, I started crying as we were discharging. And he's like, what is wrong? And I think he just was thinking, you know, you've got a lot of emotions and no sleep in the last 48 hours and all these things. And I said to him, there's something not right with her. And I don't know what it is yet, but I know it's going to be hard. And like, we've talked about that conversation a few times because he's like, I remember you saying that, but I really rushed it aside because it was like, you're exhausted. We just need to get you home.
Yeah.
But for the first 4 weeks of her life, nobody would listen to me. And I think that that's another way. Like now I think about it and I'm grateful because it got me to where I am right now. Like I would not be talking to you guys about this topic if everything had gone right. Right. Like it's just how it works and that's life. But for 4 weeks, I literally called and screamed and knocked down doors trying to get someone to listen to me because our daughter, she was born with an airway disorder. So it's called laryngomalacia. It's not actually rare. It's very prominent, but most people, their kids are mild and they never make it to an ENT because it's kind of passed off as reflux. It may be treated with medication, and the child outgrows it and they never have anything scary like we did. So oftentimes, you know, they may even know in the hospital, like, oh, this baby could be LN, but they're not going to say that because they know it's going to grow out of it. Well, our daughter's ended up being severe, and I finally had a physical therapist that listened to me. And as she was working on her, we've been talking about it, and she kept saying to me, she said to me one day, keep pushing, like, there's something wrong, you're right, like, there's something going on. We had feeding issues. Our daughter, and I would feed her for 4 hours at a time, and I wasn't getting her full. You know, in lactation, everyone tried to help me, but everyone kept saying, like, oh, she's just learning, it's just, she's working things out. Like, I think that's a way to say it a lot often. Yeah. And then when I got to feeding therapy, our physical therapist was like, the day that I saw her, Crew was 10 days old, and she said, oh my gosh, like, you've been feeding her? You've been breastfeeding her? And he said, yeah. And this is while she's doing her oral evaluation. And she said to me, how? I have no idea how you've been feeding her. And she said, she's going to lose her suck, and she's going to lose it in a day or two. Like, we got to change some stuff, or she's going to be on feeding tube this week. And I was like, oh my gosh. But it was also like, I was panicked, but I also felt like someone's listening, like, mm-hmm. somebody is hearing me. And I knew right then, this is where you trust your gut, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know, and you're a new mom, and you're tired, and you're trying all these things. And so sometimes I think, like, you're sitting there and you're hearing this, and you feel something in your gut, and you're a new mom, or you're a mom that has a 5-year-old that you've been wondering, like, just because somebody at the doctor's office tells you, no, they're fine, they'll grow out of it. If you feel that deep down, you got to trust it. Mm-hmm. And so that was just what kicked it off for me. By the time she was 6 months old, she'd been through so many procedures, so many appointments, so many breathing treatments, on medications, every ultrasound and scan you can imagine, and then a life-saving surgery at 7 weeks. And when they got in, wow. They told us, they just recently told us, actually, one of our specialists said it's the worst case they've ever seen in Idaho.
What?
Possibly, like, yeah. And I had 3 ENTs send me home from the ER. One of them said, I think she'll be fine.
I think? Oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind.
One of them offered to put us on a plane to Salt Lake that night, but they also made me feel like I was overreacting.
Yes.
And so, like, looking back, Andrew and I both say we should have been on that plane, like, no doubt. And we were really hesitant to have a second because it is very common. Once you have a child with LM, what they see is the children after that usually have it and they're more severe. And so I kept thinking, we had the most severe.
Oh my gosh.
How can it get any worse? But it can. And we're actually really the lucky ones because a lot of these airway kids, they have so many other things that are going on at the same time. They have all these neuro things or major, major chromosomal issues. And we are lucky. Like, our kids both had LM and both are going to be thriving, healthy kids, you know, and that's like all you can ask, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's all you can ask in the entire world when you have a child is that they're healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was really nervous, but I also felt like I'm not going to be that person that lives in fear. And people would make the comment, like, we've been through it before, so you can do it again. And that is such a hard thing to hear as a parent. Because I held our daughter upright for the first year of her life, day and night. Like, I sat up in our bed. That's how I slept. Oh, that's why I, like, say I look like her grandma and not her mom.
Oh, jeez.
Because I didn't sleep. I did not lay down to sleep for an entire year. And I was up in the night reading about it and trying to learn. And that's one of the hard things with something like LM or any of the airway disorders. There's not a lot that are known. I still see a lot of our doctors, they can't pronounce laryngomalacia.
Oh, gosh.
The one that can is our ENT, but that's also the ones that deal with it day in and day out.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to take on that advocate, like, role for your child, and you have to speak up because no one else is going to. And kids can die from this. Like, they can die, and parents are ignored, unfortunately. Like, that is something I've seen a lot of the moms that I've worked with after this. Like, I have a blog site, so I try to work with whoever reaches out to me. And usually it's calls and texts and, you know, in the middle of the night. But I know it's what I can do because I really didn't have anyone when I went through it. And it can be such a depressing and, like, lonely space to be in. Mm-hmm. But there's a great community of parents that stick together and help each other. But unfortunately, they all have the same story of their medical providers not hearing them. And so I think that that's such a disservice. And they obviously can't know everything about everything.
Right.
But this is a big one. These are babies who struggle to eat and breathe. And those are like the only two things babies really need to do.
Yeah.
So.
Quick question. Did you say that both of your kiddos have it?
Yeah. So our son was born with it. But his, thank God, has been moderate. I was so nervous. It was such a different pregnancy to go through. Like, I really was intentional and used a lot of my oils and a lot of that type of support, like emotional support through it, because I, you know, my OB asked me, he was so great. He asked me a couple weeks before I was going to have Nixon, he said, you know, how are you feeling about labor? And he asked that question to everybody right before labor. And I know he's asking more about, like, how are you feeling about the pain? And especially the second time when it's coming around and you know what's coming. And I said to him, I said, I'm not worried about labor, like the physical part of it. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, I could do that all day. I'm nervous to meet him.
Yeah.
I don't talk about this often, but I was... Yeah, it's just, I was so nervous to meet him and find out, like, are we going to do this again? And with a toddler, because then you have that on top of it, especially a very needy toddler who, if you hold a toddler, let me tell you, if you hold a baby for the first year of their life on you, I think they're attached to you at the hip, probably for the rest of their lives. She's really, you know, I think we're always going to have that. And so I was so nervous, like, oh, like, what am I going to do to her? Because I don't want to be hospitalized with another baby and having her at home upset that I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a roller coaster. But he was so great. And he just said to me, like, I'm going to be there and I'm going to help you. And I knew that because of our history, that we had specialists that said, we're on it. Like, the second that baby is here, if you need something, we hear you. Mm-hmm. Probably because they were so tired of me. They knew that I'd be like knocking at the door hard this time. And I wouldn't have taken no for an answer, you know, at all. But yeah, so he's been moderate. He's had bad reflux, but we can deal with reflux because that's like a normal baby thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, he hasn't once scared me like Crew did. He's never stopped breathing at home. She did that. Like, those are the things that, yeah. And everything felt different from the moment I had him. Like, his birth felt different, the way he ate right away. And so I actually put off even testing him. I didn't even want to know. I just kind of didn't. But then I realized knowledge is power. And I need to know, because if there are certain things that come up with him, I need to know if he has it.
For sure.
So, yeah, no surgery for him. So, yeah.
So a little bit off topic, but just really quick, I'm curious, is there a specific cause that they know of? Is it like a genetic component? Like, what is that?
So that's another, like, that's such a good question because it's so controversial. So they will tell you it's not genetic, but if you're in the group of parents, it is very genetic. And there's these little polls and posts all the time in our private Facebook group. And there's, I can remember, I think there's 20,000 people in that group or something. It's not a small group. It's huge. Wow. And everyone's response is always like, we have four kids, three of them have it, and it started with the second. So the second had it, and then the following two. There's very few people that I have found that have one with it and then have one just don't have it after.
Okay.
It seems to be more in succession once you've had one.
Okay.
The crazy part is my sister, she has two little boys. Her youngest has it.
Oh, wow.
It also runs on my brother-in-law's side. So his sister, her little boy had it. Neither of them required surgery. They weren't anything compared to Crew, but they had their own issues for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, they had their own struggles that aren't like normal baby things to work out. And so, yeah, that's wild. And I thought back to it, and I actually said to my, was talking to my mom and my aunt not that long ago about how I thought back to it. And my grandma, she's no longer here, but when she would tell me stories about when she was little, she grew up in Ireland. And she used to tell us, she'd say, oh, my siblings, and she had quite a few siblings, used to say to, like, she'd say, they get so frustrated because I didn't have to do chores. And I said, why? Why didn't you have to do chores? And she's like, well, because I was a blue baby. That's what she would say. And she was a nurse. So she said, I was a blue baby. And I never asked what that meant. Like, I always assumed, even when in high school, when she'd talk about it, I would think, I thought she meant like she had the umbilical cord, like maybe wrapped or something, you know, at birth. But I actually, like, really wonder, like, if it isn't that, and maybe the mom passes it because none of us had it. Like, none of us had problems with reflux or anything as kids, and that was my dad's mom. But then maybe my sister and I carry it because both of our kids have it. And my brother has a little girl and she hasn't had any problems. Oh, so I'm just, it's curious, like, I'm curious to know, but there's gotta be some genetic component to it. There has to be.
So interesting.
But like our doctors, like our specialists, besides the ENT, all of our specialists said to me, like, I'd be shocked if when I was pregnant, before I even got pregnant, I asked them, what do you think our odds are? Because I wanted to hear their take. One of them said, less than 8% chance. And when he said it, I'm like, no, like, I believe it's probably like 98% chance, you know, but I just don't think they know a lot about it.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you so openly shared your story, because I'm sure that we either have someone listening who's gone through it, or, you know, maybe could have a child and be going through it, and they'll at least have that in the back of their mind to be able to advocate to their provider and say, let's just rule this out. We always say, when in doubt, rule it out, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, for sure. And that was one thing, like, I'll say this really quick, because it can even happen, like, in your conversations at home. We saw another specialist about some, like, a diaper rash, and it was like a pediatrician, that's who it was. And it was somebody that we didn't really regularly see, and we saw him on the weekend, and I'm like, we're in there for a diaper rash, and I'm like, what do you think about her breathing? Like, I brought it up wherever I could, and I could see Andrew like, oh my God. But I wanted just somebody else. And so we started talking, and he talked to us about Lorraine from Malaysia, like, in that moment. And he said to me, if you want to see an ENT, I'll give you a referral. I'm like, yes. I said, please, I want an ENT. I want to see this. I already had done my homework. I'm like, I would like to see this specific ENT. Yeah. And I want to see her, like, now. Mm-hmm. And it was over a weekend. He's like, here's your referral. Well, when we got in the car, my husband said, like, you don't think we need to actually see the ENT, do you? Like, because the specialist had just said, or the pediatrician had just said, like, I'm not worried about it. Like, I'm not worried about hers. But if you want to see somebody, and I said to Andrew, I said, I need to see that ENT for them to tell me, nope, she's fine. Like, mm-hmm. that is my best case scenario, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I hope that's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't care if that provider is, like, in-network, out-of-network. Like, I just need them to look at her and tell me she's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's so important that if you do feel that, like, even if you both don't feel it, when you are the mom, I just feel like, and you're so in tune with that baby and you're feeding it, you just gotta, like, gotta listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You do.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
So this kind of, so Cruise Laryngo, say it again, Laryngo Malaysia.
It's Laryngo Malaysia. So I always say, like, you think of, like, Durango.
Durango.
Durango. It's Laryngo Malaysia. Laryngo, I know, it's really tricky.
Laryngo Malaysia. Okay. So Cruise Laryngo Malaysia. I'm going to get it.
LM.
Her LM is basically what started you off on this wellness journey through doTERRA, through it using the essential oils, because that's how you helped her breathe for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I had somebody reach out to my sister who I didn't know, but my sister kind of knew her through another friend. She's a mom of four, an awesome mom of four, and a registered nurse. And she had heard what we were going through, and she reached out to my sister and just said, do you think Erin would be interested in trying natural options? And my sister said, yeah, I think she would. You know, I think she would try anything. I was at that, like, desperate point of, what am I going to do to help her little body after we've overloaded her with all these things? And obviously we needed those things at that time. But I felt bad that she'd been through all this. And I just thought, okay, I got to clean up whatever I can, where I can. And so I met up with my friend Morgan, who's become one of my really good friends and runs our team that I'm on. And she just kind of went through a few simple things and was like, why don't you try these things for her and just see what they do. And to be really honest, like, because of that more, like, Western medicine part of me, like, because that's what I just have always in my head, I thought, okay, like, I'll try it. But I wasn't expecting anything. Mm-hmm. I was really like, I did it for two oils, for On Guard and for Breathe, yes, for immune support and respiratory support. And I ordered a full kit, and, like, they all showed up, and I thought, like, well, I don't know if I'm going to use any of them, but I'm going to try those two and see what happens. And so I put Breathe into a diffuser, which just puts it up. It's water and then a couple drops of Breathe oil put it into a diffuser. And Crew would do this thing called Strider. So that's what she would get when she was having little episodes. And they would come, like, I would say, like, some days we'd have them like 10 times a day. And then sometimes we'd have it twice. It would come on sometimes like 8 to 10 times a day. Sometimes we'd have it twice a day, but it would usually last for about 30 minutes. And she would do this on inhalation. She would make this sound that would, it sounds like a gasp. So Strider sounds like on breathe, like on inhalation. They can do it on exhale as well, but hers would be really bad on inhale. And it's just like the worst sound. If your child has ever had croup, that's what it kind of, they'll get Strider sometimes when they're struggling to breathe. She would also retract. So around the collar, like bone, you would see this retraction, and then her stomach, it would look like she was sucking like to the floor, like it would just cave in because she was pulling so hard to get a breath. And she would also fixate, like that's another thing to watch for. Like she would fixate on the ceiling. And they say a lot of babies do that because they're focusing, they're just trying to take their next breath that have LM. So when she would start to do that, I would put her close to our diffuser and I would just let her kind of breathe that in and inhale some of those vapors. And the first time I did it, she had just started. And usually I said the episodes would last like 30 minutes. Within like 2 minutes, she stopped. And I was like, And then in my head, I'm like, that couldn't have been that. Like, it just like, she must have had a short episode. You know, like I like didn't want to believe that it was working. And so then the next time it started, I did it again and it happened again. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is working. And so really for the first few months, I just leaned heavily on breathe and on guard. Like those were our two. I would run on guard during the day. And whenever she would start that, I would pop breathe into a diffuser and get her close to it. And then I would also put it in by her at night when she was sleeping to try to just kind of support those airways and keep them open and hopefully breathing clearly. So that was my experience. Like, I think you have to have one of those and then you're like, all right, there's something going on that's working. Yes. So that was my first moment like that I experienced. And then it like just was like a domino effect.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you are very knowledgeable in essential oils now. I mean, it's been 4 years since you've been using them. And safety is a big thing about essential oils, using them the right way. So let's start by talking about like essential oils for kids, diluting them, using them safely, how to use them. Let's just like jump into that.
Jump in. Okay. Yeah. So with kids, like, so I did a lot of research before I just enrolled and started using doTERRA. There's a couple of big companies. So I read about all of them and I kept going back to doTERRA, and it comes back to one thing, transparency. So right now, essential oils are not regulated, like what is put into them. And so it can be really scary. So if you Google and you read about them and you see these like horror stories, it's coming from companies that aren't transparent about what is in those bottles. So that's the biggest thing. I always say I will only talk about and promote or encourage you to use doTERRA oils shipped from doTERRA. Don't buy them on Amazon. Don't buy them on eBay. There is a huge market where people are like recapping them and filling them with things that smell like lemon or peppermint or whatever. And that's used in fragrances all the time.
That's crazy.
So you have no idea what's coming. doTERRA is completely transparent. They tell you exactly what's in every bottle. So they actually have a site called sourcedyou.com, and you can go to that site, and on every bottle that you get, on the bottom of it is a batch number, and you can type that batch number in and it shows you exactly what's in that bottle. The lab that tests them is not a doTERRA lab. It is a third-party lab, which is also key. So if you're using an essential oil brand that you love, just make sure that you look and make sure that they're having it tested by a third party and that they're showing you those results. Because the other piece of that is you want to make sure that when you're getting these like therapeutic benefits from oils, you want to make sure that whatever you're using right now is the exact same thing that you order next February, right? Like you want to make sure that if it's working and it's helping you, you don't want it to change. So it's really important that those bottles stay consistent in what's in them. When you're using them with kids, you always, always, always want to dilute. So we use what we call a carrier oil. And the carrier oil is something that works in a couple of ways. We like to use fractionated coconut oil, which is just coconut oil that stays at liquid form because the fatty chain's been removed, so it won't ever go solid. It doesn't smell, like that's the best part of it. It doesn't smell, and it also doesn't hold as long, so it won't stain things like, say, like olive oil or something else like that. You can use any oil that's edible. Like that's a good rule of thumb. So if you just need to grab something, you can use something besides, we call it FCO. I always say FCO, fractionated coconut oil. You can grab anything else that's edible. A lot of times, like if we're using something by making like a skincare blend or something like that, sometimes I'll grab like argan oil or jojoba or anything like that. Rosehip oil is really great. But FCO is very affordable, and again, it doesn't smell. Like, that's a big thing. But what you want to do is you want to put a little bit of that in your hand before you put a drop of oil into the palm of your hand. If you're going to rub that, like, on feet or back or somewhere like that. And you want to do that, too, because these are very volatile compounds. So the second you take the lid off of your oil bottle, it starts to evaporate. It starts to change. So as soon as you get it into that carrier oil, it helps to carry it to get it deeper into your body or wherever it's trying to go. And it just helps keep the integrity of that oil. So that's like another thing. You don't want to just take off lids of oils and like leave them off while you're doing stuff. It is better to keep them capped as soon as you're done using it. There's different dilution charts that you can use. I have, like, if you follow me on Instagram, you can use. I post them all the time just so that way people can reference it. But I just always tell parents, especially when they're just starting, less is more with everybody. Oils, less is more. You don't want to waste them. They're very, very powerful. So one drop of peppermint oil is equivalent to drinking 28 cups of peppermint tea.
Like, holy cow. That is how
strong they are. You don't need to waste them. I mean, it's not going to hurt you. You're not going to overdose if you use 5 drops of peppermint for something, but you don't really need it. Use one, and if it's not giving you that response you want, then use another one. Just add to it. You can always add later, but you can't take away. So with kids, start on the bottoms of feet. A lot of points on the feet too are reflexology points, which you guys all about, but that is a great spot too because it's thickest skin and you also have such large pores there that it helps to absorb really quickly and start to work. And it also gives you a good spot to make sure that you're not going to have any kind of reaction or anything like that. I personally, we have a lot of people on our team. I've never had somebody, a parent, use it on a child and have somebody like, oh my gosh, we just did this and they're breaking out. You know, yeah. I haven't ever had that. I see those articles and things, but I'm afraid those are more like oils that are not pure. Mm-hmm. And that's where the essential oil market gets scary.
Yep.
When I see them at like Target and Fred Meyer, when you're checking out, I'm like, oh, and the peppermint oil should not cost a dollar. That is not peppermint oil. It's peppermint fragrance. So you just want to be careful because they can be so effective, but they just need to be used really carefully. And especially with little ones, pets, anything like that. When you're using them in your home, on bodies, be so careful.
We just want to take a minute and talk to you about our company, Harkla. Our mission at Harkla is to help those with special needs live happy, healthy lives. Not only do we accomplish this through the podcast, but we also have therapy products, easy to follow digital courses, and the Harkla Sensory Club to try to bring holistic care to you and your family.
Listeners of the All Things Sensory podcast get 10% off their first purchase at Harkla with the discount code SENSORY. We'd recommend checking out some of our best sellers like the Compression Sensory Swing, Weighted Blankets, or our course on sensory diets.
And here's the best part. 1% of each sale gets donated to the University of Washington Autism Center to support autism research and fund scholarships to families in need to receive in-clinic therapy for their child.
Learn more about Harkla and all we have to offer at Harkla.co. That's HARKLA.co. And don't forget to use the discount code SENSORY to get 10% off your first purchase. That's SENSORY for 10% off.
And the best part is all Harkla orders come with a lifetime guarantee and free shipping.
You really can't beat that.
No,
you can't. Okay, let's get back to the show. So then I have a question. You mentioned that you can put it on your feet, rub it on your hands, but then you also talked about putting it in diffusers. So how do you know how to use it and which way to go?
So it's really up to you, like your preference. There's three ways you can use essential oils. So you can diffuse them. And most people, like I've seen most people start with that. That is how I started. And honestly, when I started, I thought like, I'm never going to use them any other way. I'll probably just stick them in our diffuser. And that can be so beneficial because it's putting it up in the air. It can be really cleansing and purifying to the air. And then you also get that respiratory benefit of breathing that in. It's a great way to start. It's a great way to use them with kids, especially if you're not quite comfortable using them any other way. The second way you can use them is topically. So you can, like we were talking, you can use a little bit of essential oil. You can put them on feet. Down the spine is a great spot for kids because, especially little ones that don't understand, because you don't want them to touch them and then put them in their eyes or their mouth or, you know. So that's a great, spine is a great spot. Back of the neck. I'm trying to think. Sometimes we use them with our little ones too, like just when we're having meltdowns, like I let Crew, she loves to do this. We pick out rollers or we go to our little drawer that we have all of our oils in. And I just start taking those off and I let her smell one. And it's so crazy, but she will go through and she'll shake her head no, like in the middle of like, because a lot of times we get nonverbal when we're mad, like she just kind of goes quiet. So she'll shake her head no. And then when we hit one that is like speaking to her little body, she automatically like gets a smile, shakes her head yes. And then I feel a little bit with coconut oil in my hands and I let her just cup it over her nose and she'll like take a deep breath or she'll grab a roller and it just like diffuses that meltdown. Yeah. It just diffuses it like in front of your eyes. It's so cool. So that's a great way. And she'll take those little rollers and she knows, like she'll swipe it across her heart. She'll put it on her feet. But with our little guy, like all of our stuff, we still use really carefully, like down the spine or just somewhere he can't touch it. So on the bottoms of feet, socks on, or down the spine is best. And then the third way that you can use them is you can ingest them. So you can put them into your water. It's really important that, I think Rachel's probably seen this too, but on every bottle, there's a little spot that's like, it says essential oil supplement, or it'll say essential oil blend. Mm-hmm. So the ones that say supplement on them, those are safe to ingest. I had a really good question from somebody the other day on our team. She said, why can't you ingest a blend that it looks like everything should be fine, but there's vanilla in it and the vanilla is not made by doTERRA. And so they just won't ever tell you to ingest anything that they don't know exactly what's going on behind. So it's kind of goes back to that transparency piece where they are so careful with everything they do to make sure that everything is safe. Mm-hmm. And so in our house, if I start to feel run down or I feel like I'm catching something, then I immediately will take Veggie Cap, which is just a capsule made out of vegetables that breaks down once you take it. And I'll put a couple drops of oregano and a little bit of coconut oil in that. Frankincense is a great one. There's a ton that you can take for different things. Some people use them for more emotional support. So those are the three ways, but there's also a few that you have to be very careful with. So we've talked about this a little bit, but there are hot oils. So things like oregano, thyme, kasha, cinnamon, like anything that kind of sounds like it might be hot, you do not want to like throw down your neck, like all of your, you know, you have like a sore throat. Like people will be like, I put oregano straight down my throat. And I'm like, no, you have to be so careful. So you always have to make sure you really dilute hot oils. And if you're not sure, like before you use it, just make sure you look those up or ask, like check in with somebody to see, like, is this safe for me to take internally? Is this safe for me to put onto my skin? And then the other ones are photosensitive oils. So
Rachel, I know Rachel's story about
this. I have a good example of what not to do.
I know, I'm sorry. But a lot of the citrus oils, things like that, are photosensitive, which just means they attract sun. So if you apply those on your skin and then you go out into the sun, it can be a magnet. Like sometimes people won't have that reaction, but all of this depends on body chemistry. It really does. So what happens to one person might not happen to the other, but you still want to be really careful. So, and that list is long. Like any of the blends that can contain citrus oils, like Breathe is one. Citrus Bliss.
Beautiful. That's the one I used. It was the perfume. Beautiful.
Bergamot. Yes, the beautiful blend, which is so good. It's like my favorite
scent. It smells really good.
But it has bergamot in it, and that's definitely, yeah.
So don't roll that on your neck and then go out in the sunshine. You will have hickeys on your neck.
Yeah. It looks like you got like that giant like curling iron burn. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you have to really be careful, and I feel so bad because I should have told you that.
Well, now everyone knows.
Now we I like having that experience now, so that way I can teach other people mm-hmm. what not to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I know. It's so crazy. But it can happen so fast. And, like, I do that, too. Like, there are little things that I do. I'm like, oh, that was not smart, you know? Like, I did it the other day. I was, like, popping off a lid. I was almost out of On Gardening. Popped it off. Like, I should have got my little oil key thing to take it out, the little reducer.
Yeah.
And I popped it off, and it, like, shot up in my eye. And I'm like, ah!
Oh, jeez.
That did not feel good. So, yeah, like, those things happen. And I've been using them forever, and I know. But it was a good reminder to me, like, okay, don't do this when the kids are right next to me. But if you do have something that goes wrong like that, or you have a reaction to something, always, always, always apply a carrier oil. Dilute it down. Like, don't get water. Everyone's, like, first thought is, like, I'm going to wash it off. But that kind of goes back to, like, the oil and water. Like, don't mix. So
yeah.
sometimes it'll just irritate it more. So you definitely want to grab just a carrier oil and layer that on until it subsides.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
I put vitamin D on mine. I took Tripp's baby vitamin D and I put it on.
Yeah. That works too.
It works great. Yeah. Yeah.
You got it for vitamin D, but then you used it. I like that. You turned it around.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
All right.
Is there something else that I need to touch on the safety?
No, I think safety-wise, yeah, that's really helpful. Let's talk a little bit about some of your, like, non-toxic hacks that you have swapped out in your house with using the essential oils.
Okay. So this is something that took me a long time. Like, this is not something I did, like, in a week. But it's interesting, too, because, like, I go back and I'm like, oh, there's, like, all these little stepping stones to how we got here. So the nurse that was helping me when Crew was born, I asked her a question when she was washing her hair. I was looking at, like, the Johnson & Johnson shampoo that they, use everywhere. And I said to her something about, like, so how do I know what's safe to use for her? Like, are there things that are safer when it comes to, like, baby products? And she actually said to me, and I'd never heard of this site, she said, oh, go to EWGSkinDeep.com. And that site is amazing. And it is my probably most used site. It can be a rabbit hole. So you have to kind of, like, keep it in check. Because when I first started using it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm plugging in every single thing that I had in my bathroom. And I was, like, horrified as all the reports are popping up. But it's the best site. So it took me a little bit of time. And I used that to just slowly switch things out. The first thing that I switched that was super easy and cheap was our household cleaning products. So doTERRA makes something called On Guard Cleaner Concentrate. It's a little bottle. It costs, I think, $14, and you can use it to clean anything and everything, and it is safe. And it's natural, so if your kids, like, lick the floor after you've used it, it does not matter. You know, like, it's so nice to know that that was, like, the first thing that I thought of was when they're down and moving around, it's so important that I have something that's safe. So that little bottle that's $14, you can make 12 giant spray bottles out of that small bottle.
Oh, that's great.
It's so crazy. Like, it was so easy. And people were like, it's so expensive to switch out your cleaning products. But that one for me was so simple. And what I love to do with it is kind of customize it to what I'm cleaning. So I'll make a bottle. It smells really good. It's light. It's fresh. And then I add, like, just all purpose that I use to, like, wipe down our countertops and the kids' toys or anything like that. I add a little bit of peppermint to it because I love how it smells together. And it makes me happy when I'm cleaning, which is, like, huge.
Yes.
And then if I'm doing something, like, if I'm cleaning in our bathroom, I'll use something that's really, like, a really good antibacterial. Like, I'll add a little bit of tea tree, which is also Melaleuca, same thing. Or, like, lemon and lime are super great for cleaning. So I just kind of add things to what we're doing and what we're using it for. I literally, the day that came in the mail and I had glass spray bottles, like, ready to go, I took every cleaning product we had, and my husband wasn't home because he would have died, and I took them to our trash. Like, I just loaded them all up and I Signal's Rush. And we haven't looked back. Like, they clean everything. I also will do, for like glass cleaner, you can do distilled white vinegar, half that, half water, and then like 20 drops of lemon. And it isn't streaky, and it's just super easy, super cheap. So that was the first thing that I did that felt so good. And then once I did that, it's just like we were talking about before. It's like a snowball effect where you're like, oh, well, if we're cleaning that out, then like maybe I should look at what we're using for detergent. Mm-hmm. And you start thinking about all the things that are like on skin and touching your kids all day. And so I started looking at that. And the AWG site will really show you. It breaks it down into three categories. So it will show you like the risk of cancer. And then the other one is developmental or reproductive development toxicity. And what's the last one? Allergy, things like that, that can just cause problems and throw kind of your whole body off. So like it blows my mind, but I'll put in like a kid's product and it will be like in like the very high moderate cancer. And that's the stuff that is just mind blowing. And sometimes I'll share those on Instagram and like I'll have people that are like, oh my gosh, I shared a shaving cream. Like just your typical shaving cream.
Right? All the time with our kids.
A 9. Yeah. It was a 9. And I've been using it. Like I've been using it for years. And then I found another one that's a different brand and it was a 1. So it's just, and there's no difference in price. Like that's the other piece of it. Like, so it's more of just kind of like when you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm. And you have to give yourself grace and you have to know it's like, it's going to take time. Just make some of those changes. And I still have things that I'm like, I really need to stop using. Like, whatever in my makeup drawer. Like that's the one drawer that I'm like still like, I gotta work on that one more. But all of those things I started to switch and then that, I feel like that really helped. Changing like all these things and starting to use doTERRA, it's not even like about doTERRA. It changed our lifestyle. Like it changed how we're doing everything. So another little like, I don't know if it's a hack, but I would say a really good account to follow on Instagram is just period ingredients. Yes. That's her handle.
Say it one more time.
Show you those swaps for food. Sorry.
Oh, say it one more time.
It's just period ingredients. That's her handle on Instagram. Her name is Carolyn and she's so great. She's so helpful. I've messaged her quite a few times. Our little guy decided he did not want to breastfeed because he wanted to walk at like 7 months. He was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And he was too busy. He was like, I can take a bottle and I can do it faster. And so I was stressed because I'm like, I'm not producing enough. And I messaged her and she messaged me back and said, like, these are great options for formula. Like if you need formula, these are good ingredients. So I love her. I love her site. And then the other thing I would say is just like I was never a DIY person, but some of these things are so easy. Like I make our dishwasher soap and it's so cheap. It smells so good. And I know what it is. I know what's in it.
Because you're eating off those plates and those silverware.
Exactly. Like exactly. That's exactly right. Like you start looking at those things and you're like, yeah, now my kid is going to eat off of that spoon. Mm-hmm. And I ran the Cascade. Nobody liked this post on Instagram.
I use Cascade.
Yes.
Photo, tell me.
I can't remember now. I think it rated like a 7. It was like,
no.
And so I posted that and people are like, I got all these messages. Like, they're like, oh my God.
Oh no.
But it's just simple stuff. And it's like, when you walk into the grocery store, like nobody's protecting you in there. Like nobody is thinking about they are selling. So you just have to be conscious and everyone's doing their best, right? Like everybody is doing the best they can. So it's not to like shame anybody or say like, oh my, I mean, I've been using all of it and I just started learning and sometimes the option on the grocery store like shelf is the one next to it is so much better and it'll be like 3 cents, you know, more expensive.
Yeah.
So it's just more about just kind of paying attention to that and really thinking about those things. But one thing that I thought my husband was blown away when we went into lockdown last year. And everyone's freaking out and everyone is buying up everything. I started looking through all of our stuff in our cupboards and I told him, I'm like, I could make baby wipes. Like I could make those. I could make a million. We have everything for it. It's the easiest thing in the world. So if Amazon's not delivering them and Fred Meyer doesn't have any, I can make them.
Tell me how to make baby wipes. Oh my gosh.
Well, and have you heard of baby wipes being recalled? Because there's like, oh my gosh, so many terrible things in them.
I heard a bad thing about the water wipes. And I was like, those can't be bad at all because, but they're so bad.
Yeah. So how did you make your baby wipes?
Okay. So all you have to do is you need a roll of paper towels.
Okay.
You find a container and just make sure it fits snugly into that and that you can put a lid on so that it's airtight. And then you cut it in half and you add, I think it's 2 cups of purified water. And then you need to add, what do I use? Castile soap. So you can do like a tablespoon of Castile soap. And there actually is a baby version of Castile soap. So you can even get like that technical if you want. But like anything, I would say you can use whatever Castile soap you want that you feel is safe. And then you add 5 drops of lavender, 5 drops of tea tree, and push that paper towel roll down into all that. And then put the lid on. And you can watch it. It'll absorb. Like it'll just absorb all of that. Oh, wait, before you put the lid on, pull the little cardboard insert out.
Yes.
So that doesn't get all nasty. But you just want to pull that out and then airtight and you'll have baby wipes.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's like, it's so crazy, but like I felt so liberated. People are like freaking out. And I'm like, I could make that. Like,
yeah.
I could make sanitizer. I could make, you know, like these things that we took for granted that were like selling out everywhere. And my husband does food brokerage. Like that's his job. So like I'm listening to all those conversations all day while he's working from home. And he's like begging people to send different things to different stores during this crazy time we're living in. I'm like, I can make a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. I can survive.
So I mean, make laundry soap. You can make any of it. And
yeah.
And it's so inexpensive, but it's also safe. And you know what's in it. Like, that's my favorite part, is that you know for sure what's in it. I think back to the, was it 2 years ago when, like, Johnson & Johnson baby powder, like, blew up and, like, everything came out and they cover all this stuff for years. And it contained arsenic. Like, why is that being put on babies? And their little skin. And I remember calling my mom, like, panicked. Like, did you use baby powder in the 80s?
Like, oh no.
And she's like, oh no, we couldn't afford that. I'm like, oh, God bless you. I'm like, thank you.
Oh,
I'm so
grateful
for that, you know.
Oh,
so yeah, you think about it and like you think, because like I wish that it was like that. I wish that because people are in that business and it's baby products, that they cared enough to make sure. And that's another reason why I'm so in love with the company that doTERRA is, because they are that company. Like they really are. They truly care that what people are using are safe and that they're actually making things better for you, you know? And that's like, that's just drawn me in so much. And in our Intro to Oils class, if anybody is curious to take that, I teach it with one of my friends, Lindsay, and she's a nurse. She's great. And she also had a really hard start with her little girl. She was born at 26 weeks and in the NICU, they spent all this time in nurse, and Lindsay's a nurse and she's like, I'm learning all this stuff about babies, like about how dangerous fragrance is, because they teach them that in the NICU. And she's like, we don't learn that on the regular, you know, mother baby floor.
Right.
But in that class that we teach together, we talk a lot about how doTERRA sources their oils. And I think that's a really important thing too, because it's really cool what they do for the families and farmers and countries that we work with. So that's another thing, like for another day.
Well, how can our listeners find that class?
So we run it in a private Facebook group. They can get a hold of me on Instagram, and my handle is, and then I sound just like Rachel, I'm the Supernatural Project. And I know I told her, I'm like, I must have like been thinking about that at night. Like, it's great, you know, like,
it's hard, but it just came
out. So fun. I can go on my Facebook page or Instagram. I kind of spend more time on Instagram. So if they just shoot me a DM on there, or I post a lot of different classes on there, and if they just want to just say like, hey, I'd like to do the Intro to Oils, I'll add them in and they can just check it out.
Perfect.
And your Instagram is like just the Bible of essential oils, honestly. Like, it's so, I can't tell you how many people I will like send your posts to because they're like, what can I do for teething? And I'm like, oh, Erin knows. So I'll just like, send them a post. But honestly, like, you guys listening, go to her Instagram, check it out, and just soak up all of the information.
You're so nice. Thank you. I try to like keep it organic to what we're doing in our house. So like, I don't plan posts. I just try to do it like as we're using them. So if there's anything anybody wants to see or anything like that, I love suggestions too, if there's something that's helpful.
So that's great. That's the way to do it. You're relatable and yeah, you just do it.
You guys are so great. You're so nice.
I'm really not nice. So this is like genuine.
You know, like on Instagram, sometimes you're like, I don't know, like you just want to make sure you're adding value. Like, I think that's the biggest thing. I even hate like jumping on, like I hate putting my face on there because I always feel like, oh, like it's just not about me. But I know I have to like connect in with people too. But yeah, it's just like, I just always want to make sure that it's adding value and that they feel like it's helpful for like day to day stuff, especially when you're getting started. Cause I feel like that part can be so overwhelming and intimidating. And there's so much information coming at you as moms, right? Like that, like, you feel all this pressure and you're like, I can't do all those things. But the smallest change can be the biggest thing for your little ones. Like it really, and for you, like it can serve you in such big ways, I think.
So, you made us those baby rollers and we use them every day. I mean, he had a fever the other day and we were just rolling it on his spine every 30 minutes and we didn't have to do any Tylenol, Motrin, we didn't have to do any of that. So I'm just beyond grateful.
That's the best. I love when I hear that and like when people send stories because it just, you get to see how it's supporting people, you know, outside of my home. Like that's what lights me up. I love that. So I'm so glad that you're using them, that you like them.
Yes. Well, before we wrap everything up, will you tell us like your one piece of advice that you would give just someone who comes to you today? Like, what's your one takeaway?
Oh my gosh. Just like in life?
Yes.
Oh.
Mixing like life, essential oils, LM, parenting.
Oh my gosh. All the things. Mm. And I'm a dental hygienist, so I talk a lot. Okay. This will go back to Andrew binging Yellowstone. Like this might be kind of cheesy, but I had like this moment the other night and it actually made me cry. Like, which he also was like, oh, like I'm trying to watch Yellowstone. But I was working and I wasn't even watching. I had my back to it. And I was like working on something at my computer. And all of a sudden I heard like, there's this, have you guys watched it?
Yes. No, I haven't.
So you're going to know the part, but I have no idea like what episode or season, cause I don't know. But there's like this old cowboy and he's sitting with Kevin Costner, who's like the main cute star of the show. Yes. And this old cowboy says to him something along the lines, like, you know, you get to my age, all you wish for is more time. Like you just wish for more time and that you could go back and do it over or do it. Or he says like, do it again, maybe do it different. Mm-hmm. And I was like I heard it and I like stopped and I'm like, and Andrew paused it. And I said to him, oh my gosh, like I hope the opposite. Like I don't want to be saying that at the end. Like I want to be like, we did it. Like we did all of the things that were important to us. And we did the important things. Like we kept our priorities straight and like where they should be. Mm-hmm. And so like that has been something playing in my mind, that you get one shot at this, you know, it's like one shot. And so like, how do you want to do it? And what are you putting your time and energy and focus into? Because does it make it better? So I think like the Real Housewives of Salt Lake still make it better.
Still worth it.
Yeah, but like that really is, like that has been something that's like really been on my mind since I heard that. And it literally made me get all teary. He's like, are you okay? But the thing I would say as like a mom is advocate. Mm-hmm. Like always speak up for you and for your kids because nobody else is going to. Mm-hmm. And who cares what they say about you? Like, I had to get over that. Like I was a people pleaser and that experience changed me because it was like, whoa, you got to do it. Like, you got to do it for yourself and you got to do it for your family. And so I think that's probably my biggest.
Mic drop.
Oof. I love both of those.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so good.
Oh,
perfect.
Erin.
That's what we needed.
Thank you so much.
I love you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for just sharing all of your knowledge. And you didn't even share all of it, but I swear, if people, you just go and chat with Erin on Instagram or Facebook, wherever you hang out, she will just brighten.
Oh, and I'm doing a mama class. We're calling it Mama School. So we're going to do that. If anybody really wants to learn more about like blends, like what do you use for teething? What do you use for ear support if they have pain or something like that? We're going to do a class on January 20th. And I will run it again if people want to do it later.
Okay.
All right, Erin. Thank you.
Thank you. We will chat with you later, okay?
Okay. Thanks for what you guys do.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
We have been trying to get Erin on the podcast for probably like a year.
For a while.
And a half.
You've talked about it multiple times. It just never worked out.
So happy that she took the time to share her story, to fill everyone in on essential oils and all they have to offer.
Yep. So if you need more info, if you want to reach out to her personally, we will link her Instagram in the show notes so that you can go follow her and talk to her. She's very, very knowledgeable and she's very friendly.
Yes. And we also have a sensory plus essential oil class that we offer. So we will make sure to link that information in the show notes as well. So if you want to learn more about how to support your sensory kiddo with essential oils, we can teach you that too.
All right. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram as well. Leave us a review on iTunes if you have a moment. And that's it.
We will chat with y'all next week. Thank you so much for listening to All Things Sensory by Harkla. If you want more information on anything we mentioned in the show, head over to harkla.co/podcast to get all of the show notes.
We always have the show notes and links, plus full transcripts to make following along as easy as possible for everyone. If you have follow-up questions, the best place to ask those is in the comments on the show notes or message us on our Instagram account, which is @Harkla_family. If you just search Harkla, you'll find us.
Like we mentioned before, our podcast listeners get 10% off their first order at Harkla, whether it's for one of our digital courses, one of our sensory swings. The discount code SENSORY will save you 10%. That code is SENSORY. Head over to harkla.co/sensory to use that code right now so you don't forget.
We're so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.